Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
阅读、科技、旅行，生活可以很大。对话设计、学习、思考不嫌太多。这里是 iTunes 获奖播客《狗熊有话说》，一听就停不下来的哦。
Hello， 你好，欢迎收听独立知识型脱口秀《狗熊有话说》（Bear Talk）， 我是大狗熊。Crashing It， 一本关于如何运营自己的独立品牌、运营社交网络、成为一个新时代网红的技巧书籍。这期节目将和你分享，由美国作者，也是多次畅销书作者，然后一位创业者。网红创业导师叫 Gary Vaynerchuk 写的一本美国或者说全世界在西方语境里面要做个人品牌必读的一本书 Crashing It。 这本书啊，它其实是一本续集。在2009年的时候呢， Gary 写了一本叫做 Crash It 的书，那么就讲述了自己如何创立自己的个人品牌形象，然后呢在社交媒体上利用网络的这个放大优势，将自己的这个品牌成为一个非常成功的个人品牌的这样的一个故事。他早年呢其实是一个继承了自己家族产业，就是做酒的这样的一个公司的这样的一个家族事业，那么很小的一个生意。但是呢他通过自己不停的在这个当年的 Facebook、 YouTube 上呢去发布他的，还有 Twitter 上去发布他跟酒有关的这个视频评论，加上他个人的形象非常鲜明啊，这个性格也非常就是那种非常令人印象深刻的那种性格，于是呢他的社交品牌呢获得了极大成功。在2009年的时候，他生意从这个应该是几十万的这样的一个程度成长为几百万上千万的这样的一个规模。于是呢他将自己的这个过程呢写了一本书叫 Crash It。 那么当年的网红在Web 2.0 时代，就是要运营自己的 Facebook 啊、Twitter 啊，是必读的那本书。然后在2019年的时候呢，他写了这本 Crashing It。 那么在这本书里面呢，他就讲了很多不同的这个领域、不同的案例。那么比如说他讲到了这个现在智能音箱开始兴起了，那么 Voice First， 那么优先考虑声音作为一个载体的话，是抢占未来的一个趋势。然后他也讲了像在做自己的这个 strategy 战略方面的话呢，你要找到自己的定位， be a big fish in a small pool， 就是成为一个小池塘里面的一个大鱼，而且呢一定要注意是去增加价值，就是 add value， 为你的听众或者是你的受众啊去提供价值，这样的话你就一定能成功。那么有一些很具体的技巧啊，比如说他有说到在创作内容的时候，你应该创作一个 one pillar content， 就是一个核心的一块一个整体的内容，然后呢再用这一块整体内容去创作一些小块的这种内容。 举个例子，比如说你要讨论像我，如果我要讨论如何去增加自己的阅读量啊，如何能够阅读更多的书，那么可能我会做一个四五十分钟这样的一个专题的一个节目。那么这个其实就是一个核心内容，就是一个 one pillar content。 那么之后啊，其实你可以讲如果做了一次这样的一个专题的一个讲座了啊，做了一个五十分钟的讲座，那么我可以从其中呢摘出二十分钟作为播客，那么可以做三期，那么我把它摘出一分钟的这种精华，那么可以摘个十个短视频从其中摘选出来。然后如果把它其中某我自己在这个分享里面讲的一些比较重要的话，一些金句给它摘出来，那么可能也有十条不同的微博。类似这种呢，你可以生产出大量的这种 micro content， 就是微内容同时呢也保证你的不同的平台也根据不同的受众呢获得不同的价值啊，非常的有意思。另外他在这本书里面呢讲了很多其他的这个国外运营自己个人品牌的成功的案例，那么也有一些我自己曾经关注过或者还在关注的这个社交博主，比如说 Rich Roll 那个写了《奔跑的力量》的那个作者啊，他的书写得非常棒，然后他自己这个也在这个 Gary 的这本 Crushing It 里面呢分享他的成功经历他的这个怎么运营社交媒体，怎么去写博客呀去参加访谈，然后访谈前期呢快速的做了一本这个 PDF 的书，访谈完以后卖那本书就够自己的这个房贷够还两年啊，诸如此类，那么非常有意思。推荐大家去收看我在 YouTube 上发布的这期专门的视频，那么上面呢有我做的读书笔记。OK， 那么感兴趣的朋友呢请继续收听英文的内容或者呢去订阅我的 YouTube 频道。谢谢你的收听，我是大狗熊，你在收听的是狗熊有话说 Bear Talk， 我们下本书里再见，拜拜。Hi there, another book review video, and this time I'm going to talk about a book that you might heard of it, Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. It's one of those popular books for content creators and entrepreneurs, and I've read it at the end of last year and find it's really helpful to build the content creating strategy for myself. So would like to share some thoughts and what I've learned from this book. Let's jump into it. So I think this book is famous because the author is quite well known, Gary Vaynerchuk. He is one of those gurus you always see, you always meet on social medias, different social media platforms. They are everywhere. And Gary Vaynerchuk is a great guy, share a lot of tips and tricks and inspiration about content creating, about how to become an entrepreneur and all things around that. So this is who he is. He has a lot of titles, like he's the chairman CEO of VaynerX, and he's the founder of many media companies and also co-founder of Empathy Wines, Racy, and he also has the investors for many companies. Yeah, but you probably see his face on Instagram or somewhere else, or LinkedIn or YouTube. So this book actually is the second episode of his social media strategy books. So the first one is Crush It. It's published a few years ago, and it's really popular. And then he published this book maybe around 2019 or sometimes around that. And I just go straight to what I've learned. So after reading this book, I find some strategy tips, some opinions on creating your content
and some tips and tricks, of course, and something specifically around YouTube branding, which is really helpful for myself, and something like what I can do, right? But one of the most valuable stuffs from his book is the case studies. So there are many case studies he interviewed, or some people relevant to his book. So as the guests, so he invite them to share their successful experience, which is really useful and inspired for many of us. Let's get to the first part, the strategy part. I think what is really useful, or the most useful tip that you can learn from this book, is always to think about this, to add value to your audience. So you have to know that what they can learn or what they can get from your content. And it's not about you, it's about them. So always think about what they can get. Is it just for entertaining? Entertaining is a value, right? Or is it about learning something, or get some information, or connect something? Or yeah, just think about the value. And I really like this one. I don't know if, because this is also the note I took after reading the book. If my day is a dashboard, the main call to action is add value. Probably it's from the moment I read this book. And also he talked about the strategy of being a big fish in a small pool, rather than just to become a general guy, know everything, which I think is a good strategy. You have to find your niche in different markets. And for example, like myself, I'm a Chinese guy who speak English and work in software designing industry. So as a product designer, so this could be my niche. And also another strategy part, which actually mentioned in many of Gary's other platforms in his podcast or some keynotes, that you can create one pillar content and then distribute it into different channels, into different snippets to different channels. For example, if you give a speech about how to become a product designer, for example, and then it could use this large piece of content to create smaller snippets, such as some slides or Instagram story or like LinkedIn slides, other things. And you can create different format of smaller pieces and share in different platforms. So this is also like create a larger one and then create micro content, which is really helpful. The other one is about podcasting. So I'm not going to details about this, but yeah. So this part is about strategy, really useful. The other thing is about some opinions that he has. For example, he thought, and also he's quite enthusiastic about creating content, and he tried to persuade everyone who's reading this book, like you have to devote, you know, you have to work maybe 6 to 8 hours every day besides your day job every day without any break for maybe 5 years. To see some result, which is insane. But if you really want to make something visible, or if you really want to make tremendous progress, this is what you have to do. So I haven't tried that. And he suggests, yeah, you don't have any leisure time, and you might need to shorten your sleeping time to get a better result. I don't know if that works for me, but probably I will still like keep my well-being as the priority. And also, he suggests to like you have to learn. You can the learning process also could be or should be your content. I think this is really helpful, really useful for me as a self-taught designer. Because if I share my learning experience, actually it can benefit other people, and people will feel, oh, this is something they have a similar experience and they can learn from it, so they get value from it. I think this is really, really good. And the other part is, yeah, don't afraid to create things, to start doing new things, because normally people just feel, oh, it's a waste of time or it could fail. But if you don't start, nothing will happen for sure. And be authentic, and works matter better than calculation. Yeah, some other part of his opinion. And I'll go to the case studies he mentioned. There are many useful or inspiring case studies in this book. One of the interesting case studies is the dancing dentist on Musical.ly. So this is really interesting. Like, normally we thought dentists should be really serious and people are a little bit scary of them because they're messing around with your teeth. But this dentist, actually she, is really good at make things funny and just do some silly dances on Musical.ly, Instagram, or other social medias. And it in fact, like in her neighborhood, kids know her, and when they want to see the dentist, everyone said, oh, I want to see that dancing lady, dancing dentist on my Instagram. So she looks really interesting. So I think that's a really good case study. And the other one, which I think are really interesting, is Pat Flynn, who is another very famous YouTuber. And he failed of becoming an architect because of like the financial crashes in 2008, and then he accidentally become a YouTuber and really successful. And the other one I think is the Good Dog case. Okay, probably not need to mention. Yeah. Rich Rohr. Okay, this is a really good one. So Rich Rohr is the author of Finding Ultra, and he used to have some health, alcohol, or other problems, and then he get really strict on his health and become a vegan. I think a vegan or vegetarian. And also, he started to run marathon and then Ironman competitions. And then he started to write blogs and then joined the CNN interview about how to be a really good stage at your health. And because of that, And just one night before the interview, he realized that this interview could be very popular, and then his blog could be visited by many people, and he can do something about that and monetize it. So he did an all-nighter to make an ebook and about how to cook in a healthy way, and it go viral. The interview went viral, so that he sold many of these copies, about this of this ebook, and it paid the mortgage for 2 years, which is amazing. And I think it's just, yeah, seize the opportunities. Other tips and tricks that I've learned from this book, like voice first, according to like Alexa and other new platforms that are rising. We can really take the advantage of it. And the other part is about YouTube and how to be, how to become a better YouTuber. But I'm not going into details. Yeah, in general, I think this book is really good to learn if you want to start your own content creating business or as a hobby. And also, it's good to know, it's good to learn different platforms and how different platforms is, and then as a guidance strategy so that you can build your own strategies. But flip aside, I think this book doesn't provide much practical tips for you to get started. And from the inspirational point of view, it's great. There are so many things can pump you up. But in general, I think from a practical point of view, maybe it's not as good as I expected. But still, it's a good book. So check it out. Crashing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. And thanks for watching this video. If you feel this one is useful and you like it, please leave a comment and be sure to subscribe my YouTube channel, Bear Talk. I'm Bear, a product designer who lives and works in Auckland, New Zealand. I will see you in the next video. Bye.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.